Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting 8th. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mike Namek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Namek. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreaux. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien takes first base on ball four. Culberson moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich bunts towards the mound. Namek fields it and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to third. Lupien moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive towards third. Peters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is hit by the pitch. Bill Conroy pinch runs for Roy Partee. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Conroy now catching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Conroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is called out on strikes. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Culberson. The throw from Desoodles and he is safe. Culberson steals second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 0 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desoodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desoodles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Namek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namek bunts towards the mound. Terry juggles the ball. That's an error on Terry. Desoodles moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to third for the out. Namek moves to second. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Namath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namath is 0 for 0 in the game. Namath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Desautels moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Desautels moves to third. Namath moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Desautels scores. Namath moves to third. Peters moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to home to get Namath. Peters moves to third. Hockett moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peters scores. Hockett moves to third. Edwards moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Edwards scores. Heath moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Mace Brown now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lupien moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Desautels hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Namick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Namick hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien catches it and steps on first to double up Mack. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0 for 1 in the game. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Peters moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to home to get Peters. Edwards moves to third. Heath moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien juggles the ball. That's an error on Lupien. Edwards scores. Heath moves to third. Rocco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Heath scores. Rocco moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Desautels hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor pinch hits for Mace Brown. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor strikes out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Culberson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Culberson reaches second base with a double. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Culberson scores. It's 6-2, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Lupien scores. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Indians. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Bill Conroy. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. It's Red Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Johnny Peacock now catching. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Newsom applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. with two walks. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rocco hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovic is hit by the pitch. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Newsom. Desautels moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Fox steals second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a pop-up towards third. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-4 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters is called out on strikes. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Culberson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Heath is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rocco hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Allie Reynolds pinch runs for Gene Desautels. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Rusty Peters. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Kennedy moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.